Now they're showing the last year parking has been sketching out a seeker of how a person works on oneself. After we saw in the first chapter of Das Atzmenu, all the survey of all the crisis challenges that we have inside of us, so he begins to sketch out, to map out, what the Seder Avoid is, in very general terms, by the way. So the first thing he said was that a person has to know what his mind is, a person has to have, believe that he's unique. That's the first motivational factor before you even start to work on yourself. But then in the actual Avoidah, he begins a Seder like this. A person is composed of four, you say this, four elements of Ofra, Mayim, Eish, and Ruach and Eish. And he says that the first step in Avodas Hashem, in being misakin yourself, is to misakin the Seder Ofra, which is the Ofra, which is the heaviness that a person has. But in a practical sense, what that means is that the first thing is, first avoid the person who wants to be misakin himself, wants to get on the program, he wants to connect to Ruchnius, he wants to get to the Shleimus of Ruchnius that we spoke about earlier in the year. The first step is to fight Atzlus. I want to explain what that means a little bit. It doesn't mean that until you take care of all Atzlus, so you can't deal with anything else. What it means is that if you don't take care of Atzlus, you can't take care of anything else, meaning as follows. As much as you'll take care of Atzlus, it means as much as you'll connect yourself, if we understand, if we've absorbed a new understanding of Atzlus, that it's not a biological disease that strikes young men, but it's a koyach, and a ruchni is like a negative force, which is derived from the kvedos, from the heaviness, from the weightiness of the offer that a person is composed of, and it drags a person down, and it comes from a person's mikushim, like a physical side, overpowering, overweighing his ruchnius side. And we saw that it means that a person looks at himself and recognizes himself and thinks of himself as something which is offer. So mainly you feel like offer. Either you're heavy or you're lazy or you're depressed, but you don't have zrizos, you're not getting... If you don't start with that, then you can't start with the next thing which you start to speak about, which is your relationship with pleasure. Is it bodily pleasure? Is it ruchnius pleasure? That's already another step. I mean, we're talking about a person who's coming from outside the world of Ruchnius into the world of Ruchnius. So what's the first step? The first step is Atlas. Now that you're out of bed, so the second step is you have to define, in other words, there are two levels of domination of the guf of a person. The goal of this sefer is that a person should get to the ability to connect with Ruchnius, to enter the Ruchnius world, and to appreciate it. So there are two areas where the guf dominates a person. On a very, very basic, paralyzing level, it dominates a person in Atzlus. That's what we call a total physical domination. That type of domination, by the way, is very, very primitive. What's that primitive? You don't get up. You don't get up. If you get up, you schlep around. If you schlep around, you don't. We'll call it the guy who doesn't get up to get the sefer out of the Sarmashak to look up the thesis that thesis brought down. That's Atzlus. By the way, Moshe, if you talk about relationship with Torah, so we'll use this as a Moshe. If you don't overpower Atzlus, you're never going to get a Geshmak in learning. And then you get to step number two. Okay, so you overpowered Atzlus. But if you sunk in Hano that we spoke about last week, you can't appreciate Torah. So there's two areas where the Guf dominates the person in a negative way. One is Atzlus. One is Atzlus. You're not functioning. And even when you're functioning, you're not functioning. It's a superficial functioning. You're going through the motions. But it's not a rangaton. You're not functioning, and that's the kvetus of the offer. When you tell your chavuz, I got it, that's atzlus. If you have a chavuz that nods his head back like a poodle on the dashboard, you're in big trouble. And then already you have a double atzlus chavuz. If you have one guy who's a zoriz and the other guy's an atzlus, there's a chance you get shot. The chance, because at least there's one guy over there investing energy or expending energy. But if you have a double also chavusa shot, all you have is that. Wait, leave your nose. Yep, that's good. I think I said that good. Even better. Never heard a zap shot. By the way, he never heard a zap shot in the past. He didn't hear what you said either. He's not going to ever hear what you said. He said, also, and he says, that's the pshat. And he says, give it a 30-second thought, Zaka needs an hour. He says, these times of Atzalan hold it the better than Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim took 3 days to think about it. And this guy in 5 minutes already said, he didn't say Vapshat Rav Chaim, he said Opshat. And the Atzalanim have a certain type of pshat that the Atzalanim say, and they learn sukkahs like that. They never get a Gishmak of Lemmy, they never enter into a world of Rochmias Bechal. So the first domination of the guf over a person is the domination of Atzlos. The second domination, even if you've gotten out of bed, and even if you are functioning, is the domination of what do you get pleasure out of? Do you get pleasure out of physical things, or do you get pleasure out of Rochmias? We saw last week, the Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the Hilig Rebbe, before he died, he picked up his 10 fingers and he said that I never had enough of Elam Hazav. Why was he saying that? Because he was coming to say a defining moment. About Elam Haba is Lenas Viziv Hashchina, is a person has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What he meant to say was that I wasn't Shakur in Gashmi's pleasure, and therefore I have what to do. I have what to do in Elam Haba, Mori Dikazach. He didn't say what he's getting stopped for. He's saying that the end result of everything I did was that I didn't get sunk into Gashmi's pleasure. Ali Shur describes this afterwards. He says that a person is sunk into Gashmias. He brings a lashon of the Rabbeinu Yehuda in Brachas, Murdek Lashon, over on page Kufayin Hay. In the paragraph, Lo Rak B'Torah Ela B'Tefila. We'll see the thing beforehand. For Lo Rak Noyam Hashem. Not only when we talk about Latzlis Bin Noyam Hashem. Now when we talk about the pleasure of the Eibishter that a person can't have if a person was mishabed his sense of pleasure to Gashmias, Elagam noyam ziv toyra kadesha b'olam haza einenu masigim im chush ha'anoa nitfas b'tanur gufi. Somewhere like that. A person has a sense of pleasure. So, if your pleasure sense, a person has a chush, it's one of the senses. If your sense of pleasure was taken hostage, was captured by physical pleasure, so then you can't have tam in Torah. So he says, not only you can't have a tam with the Eivishta because you don't appreciate Ruchnius. You don't appreciate Ruchnius. It doesn't talk to you. But your entire sense, a person has a person was created with a sense of pleasure. The question is, what were you mishabed to? What are you trained in? What does it get pleasure out of? If it gets pleasure out of physicality, it's not going to get pleasure out of David. It's not going to get pleasure out of Torah. It means a Gemara. The Gemara says, Tosafot it brings it out. Hacha Adam Espal al Divrei Torah Shikonsu Utoch Meyov. Before you dive in, the Divrei Torah should go into your stomach, means become part of you. Espal al Achil Vashtiya Shalai Yikonsu Utoch Meyov. You should dive in on Achil Vashtiya that it shouldn't go in. What does that mean? What's going into your stomach? Not going into your stomach. I think I eat. He didn't eat. He didn't go into his stomach. What does that mean? Going into your stomach means, what are you? What's Meyav? Meyav is your kishkas. What kriecht am I into your kishkas? The Torah or the food? The Torah or the food? What gives you a geshmak? See, if the food gives you a geshmak, by the way, it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to get geshmak from food. That's not what it says here, by the way, for those of you who have a chash like that. That's not what it says here. It says that the food shouldn't be in your kishkas. You meet up with a guy and he asks like, what he's about? What's he all about? They call you about shidduch about a guy. He's about food. That's why he's about food. That's what he talks about. That's what's on his mind. What's for lunch today? What's up tomorrow? I was astounded. I heard that there's a phone line that people call to check what's for lunch. I wonder, why would anybody want to know what's for the difference? I'm not saying it. I didn't say you shouldn't have pleasure for lunch. That's not what I said. I said that, like, what's the... He says over here. He says over here. Ben Alina Aina Medaber Klalal Iske Achila Vishtiya. Ella Imken Lutzar Briot Lukwait Lavais. A Ben Taira Ben Alina doesn't talk about food. Unless it's for health reasons. Or Lukwait Balzabais. To tell the Balzabais that it was so tasty and so good. Balzabais is your wife. The Baal Tobias is the Baal Tobias. Yeah, you talk about food, it's like gourmetzach and moridik and nifudik. But b'nei aliyah are not experts. B'nei aliyah are not food experts. B'nei aliyah are not food experts. B'nei aliyah are not food experts. I was once in, I always said over in my bar on Shaduchim, so those of you who come will hear the story, that many decades ago, my wife used to let me go shopping for the family when we had little kids. And I once went shopping to one of these like American Israeli supermarkets that had, I guess what's Magdir, an American supermarket that have American ketchup and American mustard, v'chayna, v'chayna, v'rabba, maybe, if shall afford them. And they have Cheerios. So I was there shopping. I don't want to go shopping anymore, unfortunately. But the couple that came in, they were in Shana Rishayna. They were in Chodesh Rishayna. I don't know they were Chodesh Rishayna because the Shviger came along. So it must have been the first shopping trip that they went on, and they come in, and they had a huge argument about which ketchup to buy. And back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth. V'chayna, v'chayna, v'rabba me, ir shal afartam. What he said, what she said, for some reason, the whole store heard about it, and there was a whole rash. Until the guy, the bocher, chatzam dinam, that's not the work, it's really he gave a, he didn't give her a clap, but it was like a virtual bima there, so it would have been in the store. And he gave her a clap and said, listen here, I was in such and such yeshiva, and I'm a moving ketchup. Don't argue with me. I was jealous of him because I'm not a moving anything. But at least this guy's a moving something. He's a moving ketchup. I think he said that they should buy Heinz, if I'm not mistaken. But my memory doesn't serve me that well anymore about trivial matters. So I can't promise you what he said. So. He's not a mumchei in Rashba, he's not a mumchei in Shemichah Shabbos. He's a mumchei in ketchup. That's what we call special. Today everything is specialization. Used to be people who were mumchei in food. Today you have ketchup experts, and you have this expert, and you have the end expert. I overhear conversations, by the way. Usually when I go into the elevator, people stop talking for some reason. I listen to a conversation where people talk about. The Mabel de Gazach, you hear B'nai Torah talking about food. Because food is more de Gazach, it's Gevaldik, it's Geschmack, it's Lifl Moed, it's Einig Shabbos, Einig Yontav, and Einig Tayamel, and Einig Thursday night. It's Mark Moedik. But at the end of the day, when I hear B'nai Aliyah talking about food, what it means is that's what it means, Tech Meyov. What are you all about? If you want Torah to be what you're all about, then it can't be that food is what you're all about. What kriches went to your mouth? What kriches went to your kishkes? What penetrated inside of you? When you say an opinion, where's your expertise? What do you hold that you're about day on? What's important to you? He writes over here, davening, the same thing. Noyim Hashem, Torah, and davening. I want to say something very interesting about davening. He brings over here a line for Rabbeinu Yonah on page Kufay and Hey. Quote, Tzorach she'itan einav l'mala kolemer, she'yichoshev b'libo, you should think in your heart, kilo emid b'shamayim, you think that you're up in Shemayim, v'yosem b'libo kol tanhuga l'mazah b'kol hanoas ha'guf ke'inyin jomra ha'kadmoinim, k'shetzirtza to the pal if you want to daven, p'shoit gufcho me'al nishwasach, here's that loshan of Rabbeinu Yonah, undress your neshama from your guf, those. Get your guf off your neshama, then you can daven. Loshen Rabbeinu Yonah. Shoit gufcha me'al neshmasa. I want to tell you, Moreh de Gazach, why is that a criteria for davening? Criteria for davening that a person detaches himself from tanuge elam hazeh. What's up, Shah? Why is this theorem? So I want to tell you a very tiva zach. A Gav Rabba once told me, I was having a conversation with a Gav Rabba many years ago. How long ago was the conversation? 40 years ago. And about davening. Why is davening so difficult? It's a shvera avoida. He said a moridei gazach. So a lot of people say that it's because of gaiva. There's a little bit of laziness, lack of focus. Person doesn't really feel he needs it. He said a moridei gazach. He said that out of all the things which are avoidas Hashem, everything that we do has some sort of gashmiyazdika hargosha to it. I don't even know if I would call it pleasure, but it's something that we can touch, we can feel. It's something that our gashmiyazdika tools relate to. Whether it's matzah or lulav, or any other mitzvah that you're doing. It doesn't have to be eating, by the way, even if you hold the lulav. Even if you learn Torah using your intellectual koichas. Davening is the only part of Avodas Hashem that's purely ruchnius. There's no gashmiyaz about it. You're not holding anything, you're not thinking anything. It's not about you. And it's, you can only appreciate davening if you're able to appreciate Ruchnius. And he said that because we live in a very, very Megushimdika world where everything is touching, feeling, tangible, davening is zero of that. Out of all the areas of Avodas Hashem, davening has zero touch, feel, physical pleasure. It's all about you and the Eibishter. It's all about Ruchnius. That's what Rabbeinu Yehuda is saying over here. Rabbeinu Yehuda is saying that Pshoit Guf Kumi Al Admosa Tzor Shit In Enev Lamala Kle Mashiach Echshu Beliba Kilo Arim Bashamayim V'yosem Beliba Kol Tam Yukir Elam Haza. He says, Yal Fila Knisi Yilatech Olam Ruchni Shav Kedusha. Davening is an entrance into a world of Kedusha. A kovel and somebody who's handcuffed. V'shiif Alanaz Elam Haza L'yuchal Des Alis Ad Lasham. You can't raise yourself up to there. On page Kufayin Vav over here, he says a rattle. I'm going to read it inside now. Finis Bar Memorechas, Ki Rekshe Oinig Vitzar Hu Ani Atzmoy. When a person says the word me, I, it means pleasure and pain. Nukal Lashana Kiskam Oinu Vilaymar, quote, Imru Li La'eza Hanoes Ata Shoyef, tell me what pleasures you're searching for. Vayimu Lachan, I'll tell you me Ata. There's a very sharp muscle line here. L'chein, kishanachnu shayachim l'hanos ha'gof, if the ikar things that we drive for is physical pleasure, harei zu mehusenu. So that's what you are. You hear that line? Because what defines the ikar drive of a person is his drive for pleasure. And if your drive for pleasure is for physical pleasure, then that's what you are. Kishanishma chush hanol l'dvam ruchnim. And if we keep our pleasure thing for Ruchni Zach, Hareinu Batzmenu, Zachim, we are. He's saying a very tifa Zach over here. What he's saying over here is that what your the role of pleasure is not just that if you have pleasure from this, you can't have pleasure from that. And it's not just that you're a Goshen. What you, since the ikker drive of a human being is the drive for pleasure, so if your drive for pleasure is for physical pleasure, then that's what defines you. It's Mefurash HaPasuk Agav. It says by Esav, Al Kain Korosh Moy Edom. Fikhtach Akasha, what type of name is that to call somebody Cholent? Edom, Adam, Azer. The Edom was a trivial, proteistic, small part of the story. Nashtayin Torah, the Torah says, you traded in B'choira, you traded in Avodas Hashem, you traded in Nitzchias for a bowl of Ha'adam Ha'adam Hazeh, correct? So then that's what you are. That's what your name is, that's what you are, because you're defined by what you have a she'ifa for. You're defined by what you have a drive for. You're defined for what's chashuv by you. So none of it says, I think Azach is a shaita. He traded in the Bechira for Bol of Cholom. No. The Torah Kodesh says tifa than that. Al Kain, the Velt says, that's what he is. That's what your Mahus is. That's what your Metzias is. Therefore, let's do the wrap up of this part. V'zoisi derech aliyah, amud kufayim vav. Ha'atzla merachekes ruchnius. Laziness keeps ruchnius at an arm's length. Therefore, tikkun yisai ha'offer kir of ruchnius. The first step is to fix the offer. And that's bringing you into Ruchnius. Leimer ani Ruchni. Now what's the tif guy? Ubamen nimdedes Ruchniusenu. So how do you measure how much Ruchnius are you? Ofer atzlos means that I have no shachas b'chal. Now you brought yourself into the world of Ruchnius. Now how much is a person Ruchnius? Scale of 1 to 10. How do you measure yourself? You know, people ask all the time, is the guy a Ben Aliyah? People call Shidduch, it's very interesting. Is the guy a Ben Aliyah? What defines a Ben Aliyah, by the way? Is a Ben Aliyah a guy who comes to Seder? Is a guy Ben Aliyah comes guy comes to Ali Shur? What's a Ben Aliyah, by the way? Somebody called me this week about a guy, is he Ben Aliyah? I said, no. Is a good guy? Not a Ben Aliyah. I'm not a Ben Aliyah. He's not a Ben Aliyah. If I'm not a Ben Aliyah, he's for sure not. Ben Aliyah? I said, I don't know. The world that I grew up, Ben Aliyah is a few people. But what is a Ben Aliyah, by the way? A Ben Aliyah is somebody whose she'ifis are not for, what do you call it? Are not for physical pleasure. Now he says, I'm not coming to say you should fast or you should limit what you eat or drink. And we're not talking about Masidus. Here's the word. Nikudas advarm lolia shkuim betanegia gof. You're not sunk into physical pleasure. Shkua. That's what defines you. That's what you're about. When you say the word I want, that's what you mean. And Aliyah Einem Vedaber Klalal Iske Achila Vishti. He doesn't talk about it. Adam Shenichnas La'olam Ruchni Visham Di Rasei. Listen to this poetic lashon. Somebody who entered a world of Ruchnius, and that's where he lives. He lives in a world of Ruchnius. Such a person, Yudea La'afnim Be'tainuk Shalemes Be'anano Asaguf. He knows how to differentiate between real pleasure and fake pleasure. The Yishmar. He protects his sense of pleasure that it doesn't become shakur and gashmius, in which case he's able to continue having a clear view on life. Because kolzman, a person lives his shi'ifas and gashmius, they cloud your vision and you're not able to make any clear judgment on anything. That's what he says in the next line. Halama yishmar, and why should you protect your sense of pleasure? This is the source of all the mistakes we make. The search for pleasure blinds our eyes from the truth. The exterior look for pleasure. A person has an entire internal world of high level aliyah and ruchnius and sophistication and dveikus. All of that is blocked when a person's systems are dedicated for cheap thrills, passing events, and things which in the end of the day only give stomach aches. That means that there's nothing wrong with having a good meal and saying, ah, it was gishmak. But the shayla is that what defines you? Now you feel like alive? What gives you a sense of chios? What gives you a sense of love? What gives you a sense of satisfaction? What gives you a sense of fundamental pleasure? What gives you a fundamental sense of, oh, yes, the matzav is good. When you got a pshat in the toysev, you had a good schnitzel. It's a very simple test, by the way. The person wants to check, are you on the program or not? It's not, do you eat schnitzel or not? Anyway, what gives you that sense of fulfillment? If a person looks himself in the mirror and checks, and he says, I enjoy learning, it's good, but what gives me a geshmak? Is a good schnitzel, what do you call it? So that means you're on the other side of the fence in this area. The very simple test, of a guy's medaliyah. You can put on your own resume your medaliyah, by the way. As people put all types of other ridiculous things. If you pass this test, then you're a Ben Aliyah, because that defines that you're in a world of Ruchnius. A Ben Aliyah is a person who lives in a world of Ruchnius, not just that he comes in to visit occasionally. Living in a world of Ruchnius is defined by what a person's hunt for pleasure is, not what you get pleasure out of. A guy will come along and make a distortion and say, anybody gets pleasure out of Gashmius is not a Ben Aliyah. That's not what he says. It's what your hunt for pleasure is. Every person's hunting for pleasure. Where's your hunt? You got a kishmak azach, you got a kishmak azach. He said, thank you, it was good, it was moivitik, it was niflitik. And then we had a zazach, weiter. But the hunt for it, the desire for it, the drive for it, the self-definition of it, that's what defines the difference between a ben aliyah and the not.